Thursday, February 20th. I'm really starting to worry about my grade in swimming. If I get lower than a C as a final grade, my teacher will request a meeting with my parents. OMG! What if I end up losing my bug extermination scholarship and can't attend this school any longer? And as if I don't already have enough problems, I noticed Brandon staring at me in the halls today. He actually tried to talk to me in bio, but I totally ignored him. Again. But then things got even weirder. I was working in the library and minding my own business, and guess who just popped in like he owned the place or something? Brandon! I know, I couldn't believe it either. Anyway, he asked if he could talk to me, and I said yes, but right then I was really busy putting away books. Then he said, "Well, I'll help you put them away, and then we can talk while we're working." And I said, "Actually, you can't help me because you don't know where the books are supposed to go on the shelves." That's when he suggested that he could help by handing me the books so I could place them on the shelves. He was being very nice, sweet, and helpful, and getting on my last nerve all at the same time. So he was handing me books, and I was putting them on the shelves, which made me super nervous because he kept kind of staring at me. Finally, he cleared his throat. Nikki, I just wanted to let you know that I felt really bad about you getting in trouble in bio for trying to do something nice for me. Like I said before, it wasn't that big of a deal. Well, it was to me, so I want to do something nice for you. Actually, that's not necessary. It was just a stupid card. I don't think it was stupid. Well, I do, I shot back. Brandon stared at the floor. Anyway, I thought maybe we could hang out at Crazy Burger this Saturday. I know the last time I mentioned it, you said you didn't want to go because you were super busy. I could not believe he actually said that to me. Not the part about hanging out at Crazy Burger, but that part about me not wanting to go to Crazy Burger because I was super busy. What? No way! Brandon, you said you couldn't go to Crazy Burger because you were super busy. Huh? No, Nikki, you told me you were too busy and couldn't go. It was at your locker. I wanted to go, but that Saturday and Sunday didn't work out. Actually, you kind of stood me up, I said. No, I didn't. When I tried to explain what happened, you shut me down. That's not what happened. I was trying to talk to you, and you just walked away. Lately, whenever we tried to have a conversation, we ended up fighting. Brandon and I just stared at each other in frustration. For some reason, we were having major communication problems. I knew in my gut that something was wrong, but I didn't have the slightest idea what it was or how to fix it. Finally, Brandon sighed and brushed his bangs out of his eyes. Okay, so how about Crazy Burger on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. if you're not too busy? He said, giving me a crooked smile. Okay, sure. If you're not too busy, I said, smiling back at him. Then we both kind of stared at each other and blushed. All of this smiling, staring, and blushing went on, like, forever. So it was official. Brandon and I were hanging out at Crazy Burger on Saturday. I couldn't wait to tell Chloe and Zoe the exciting news. But I didn't have to. Chloe, Zoe? OMG!
What's up?
Chloe and Zoe were secretly spying on us the entire time? I could not believe my BFFs would stoop so low as to do something like that to Brandon and me, especially during a very private and personal conversation about our friendship. Chloe and Zoe are always sticking their big fat noses in my personal business. But it's mostly because the two of them really care about me. I have to admit, they're the best friends ever!